St. Joe's Q Country 92.7. It's Late Afternoons with Travis Dodge. First off, big thanks to Hobie Hubbard of Sawyer Brown for giving us so much time this afternoon as we're leading up to Trails West Saturday night, August 20th. You got to be there. It's going to be an amazing show. The whole crew is going to be there. And, you know, speaking of the whole crew, Hobie, we see this all the time with bands, duos, things of that nature, trios. You know, when there's more than one person, it can be hard to stay together. But you guys have stuck together all this time. What's your secret to doing that?
I think having great senses of humor pays off. It's very helpful. I think we take the work part of everything seriously. It's like when we're in the studio, that's, you know, we take that work seriously. And we don't take for granted the work that happens when we're on the road. But in terms of ourselves, I think we don't take ourselves seriously, and that is probably a godsend. Mm-hmm. And one of the many good things about being in a band is if you were to get too full of yourself, somebody else will bring you down a peg, which is good.
Yeah.
But I think that we genuinely share this goal of making music that we love, and that has just never gotten old for us. That's exactly what we wanted to do. We are getting to do exactly what we had hoped for all those years ago. So I think it's keeping the focus on that and remembering, man, it's a blessing to get to do this. So don't get too sideways on stuff.
Definitely. Very, very good. Very good point. All right, so Hobie, another thing is, you know, you guys have done a ton of songs. There has to be one in particular, as an artist, you particularly, that you have as your favorite of, like, you know, of all the songs that we've done, even if it wasn't one that was played on the radio as a single, but it was on an album or something. Do you have one in particular, like, man, if I had to put my thumb on one of our songs that's my favorite, this is the one?
Well, man, can I have more than one answer to that?
Okay,
that,
yeah.
Question? As an album, the first Christmas record we made called Hallelujah, He Is Born was such a joy because we had always wanted to do that, and the whole thing came together very quickly, and we wrote and got things together more quickly than anything we've ever worked on, and it's an album that the music still means a lot to us, and we love hearing that, you know, that folks who've listened to that record year after year at Christmas have found that message continuing to resonate with them. I love that. Mm-hmm. In terms of other stuff, it would probably have to be two. I think The Walk is as beautiful a song as I think anyone could ever hope to get to be a part of, and that's a song that Mark wrote that is so real and so honest that, you know, I think it's one that I never get tired of, you know, playing and singing every night. And The Dirt Road, which is a song that Mark and I wrote right after I had lost my dad and he lost his grandfather, who was the man who had raised him. And so we know our families are in that song, and to hear people, you know, across the years talk about hearing their own family story in that song is a really, it's a humbling thing. It's really cool to get to be a part of that connection that song has made with people.
So true and so cool. Check out Sawyer Brown this Saturday night in downtown St. Joe. Trails West, find out all about Trails West, where you need to purchase your buttons to get into the whole weekend of Trails West at myqcountry.com.